Hello, everybody. Ooh, my headphone volume's down. Hi. Hey, everybody. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have with me in studio a few new people. This is the start of the 2 weeks of training that WMFO does. So I have some trainees here with me. If you guys want to take a moment to introduce yourselves.
Okay, I can start. Hi, I'm Violet. I'm a sophomore at Tufts, from New York. Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Well, yeah.
Hi, I'm Nina. I'm also a sophomore at Tufts, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm really excited to be here.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dylan. I graduated from Bowdoin in 2022 and was a station manager there. I'm really excited to be here and be involved in community radio again.
Sick.
I'm Lucas. I'm a sophomore at Tufts, and I'm from Maryland. I'm also very excited to be here.
Sick. My name is Gonzalo. I'm a senior at Tufts, and this is my sixth semester doing the radio. Thank you all for being here with me. Just wanted to get some introductions done. We'll be playing a lot of music today as I talk to these people about what the station is like. Answering any of their questions, showing them a little bit of the workflow, like what a DJ looks, what like doing this for an hour looks like. Although I imagine I won't have to show much to Dylan. So we're gonna get right into some music. This is a song called "Thought We Were Falling in Love" by Vonavella. I hope you all enjoy. Sorry, technical difficulties. What's going on? Monitor's up. Aux 1 is on. Is this aux 2? This shouldn't be aux 2. See, this is a bad start. So how's everybody's day going? give me a sec while I figure this out. Chat.
I had a super cool day today. I volunteer at the Harvard Museums of Natural Science and specifically the Glass Flowers exhibit.
Ooh.
It's super fun. I'm pretty much there every weekend, and I'm not a biologist or anything, but I studied history at school and also studied German, and these two individuals are from the old Austro-Hungarian Empire and they spoke German, so there's a lot of cool letters and drawings and history behind them, and Harvard really appreciates their work as well as the public.
Wow.
Including myself.
Glass flowers, is that literally just like models of flowers made of glass?
Yeah, so
that's sick.
These individuals, Leopold and Rudolf Blaschke, made around 800 models of flowers that replicate through and through flowers throughout their succession, and they were made mostly in the late 19th century into the early 20th.
Wow.
And they were used not only in the Botany Museum, but also for students at the university and to instruct the public and make it more accessible for the people of the greater Boston area.
That's sick.
That's awesome.
Thank you for sharing. I'm going to give this one more shot.
I went last semester. It was great.
Yeah. A lot of people don't believe that they're glass.
Yeah. No, they look pretty real.
Okay. This is strange. I've never had this issue with emissions off. I've never had this issue with How long have you been volunteering with the museum?
Since the spring. I just moved here last summer because I was living and working in Portland, Maine. So looking to get involved in the community. Yesterday, I actually picked up a bunch of trash on the river which was super cool. It's part of like a statewide Massachusetts initiative to collect debris on coastlines and then record them and then use this data to help inform policy decisions regarding like manufacturing and sustainability, as well as any educational opportunities within there. So picked up 5 pounds of trash, thankfully not too many nefarious things, which is like a nice reminder that the area's taken care of.
That's good. Okay, we're gonna switch back to automation here, so I can do some shenanigans and then talk to these folks. This is whatever the automation is playing, and I hope you guys like it.
In this weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
We'll leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be right back. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you.
Thank you. a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. All around my hat I will wear the green ribbon, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Place. to feel at home in for you and me and this old menagerie. Octoberland, visit us when you can. How do we get by in this world? How do we get by in this world?
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you're really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now. Oh, look at my.
Hi, folks. My headphone volume is down again. Hey, folks. If you guys want to hop back on, we can do a little chatting. Thank you all for putting up with us while we deal with some technical difficulties. You have something to say?
Yeah, I have a PSA regarding texting while driving prevention. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Hell yeah, don't text and drive. We have been chatting a lot about what kind of music we listen to, as we've been listening to whatever automation plays for us. We've been chatting a lot about what we like. I learned that you're very into German music, which is sick. What is you and you work at the German school?
Yeah, the German International School, Boston. It's over in Brighton Mills,
gotcha.
Right across the river from Cambridge.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Lucas, what do you listen to?
I'd say a mix of everything. I like indie a lot, so I've been hitting that up a lot recently. I'm also pretty good at Spanish, so
Let's go.
A little bit of that.
I also love Spanish music. The aux cord is not working is really getting to me. And you? I know we talked about it off air, but
I think I like indie rock the most.
Mm-hmm.
Recently I've been listening to this band called Whitney, who I saw in concert over the summer. They're great.
I don't think I know them.
I like Whitney's sound.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney No, that's Whitney Houston. Also fantastic.
Love but her too.
She's great. She makes some good music. Whitney artist. Here you go. I'll have to listen.
Yeah, they're great.
No Woman has a lot more streams than their other songs. That's good song.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you for the PSA.
Naturally.
Well, we will go back to some automation. And I hope you guys like it.
Instructions.
This is This is Gonzo. Thank you for listening to a funny little version of Is a Crayon a Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you all next week with all of our trainees who will be finishing up their training sessions. I hope you all enjoyed the automation. It was fun. We're going to keep it going. Yeah, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one.